There's a sad story out there about a former top cop who had the honor of sitting next to the First Lady Michelle Obama during a televised presidential speech 4 years ago. That top cop, according to CNN, is facing rape allegations. Richard DeCotesworth had left a party with two women last Tuesday, according to authorities. The women called authorities and said once they arrived at a undisclosed location, the retired police officer pulled a gun on them. That's being alleged by the girls, according to the Philadelphia Police Department. He allegedly forced them to engage in the use of narcotics and to engage in sexual acts. He was charged with rape on Saturday. DeCotesworth had become a hero in 2007 after an assailant shot him in the face with a shotgun, according to a White House statement preceding President Barack Obama's 2009 speech to Congress. Then a rookie on the Philadelphia police force, DeCotesworth had followed a group of men in a car whose activities he found suspicious. They parked, the three men got out of the vehicle. As he followed them on foot, the fourth man emerged from the car and fired a blast, hitting DeCotesworth in the face. He briefly lost his eyesight. But when his vision returned, he was still standing, bleeding from the face. He chased a perpetrator on foot for nearly two blocks. And then he returned fire to put out. Also, he put out flash information on the pursuit, and then he collapsed. More officers arrived, and the assailant was captured. The Philadelphia Police Department rewarded DeCotesworth for his valor, promoting him to an elite highway patrol unit. He received the Top Cop Award in 2008 from the National Association of Police Associations. In 2009, dressed in ceremonial uniform, he took a seat of honor next to Michelle Obama during a joint session of Congress. But 2 years later, the officer's career took a dive when he was accused of using excessive force when he shot a motorcyclist in the leg. He retired in 2011. Last year, the city of Philadelphia granted him a disability pension. Along with rape, the former hero faces accusations of sexual assault, terrorist threats, and related charges. His bail has been set at $60 million. So, sad news for a former police hero. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.